Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I was talking about our tendency to sometimes feel like we're going with the flow when in reality, internally, we are absolutely not flowing. And I do have my own ways to get myself out of these habits, which I'll share in this episode, but I also wanted to share some professional opinions because I recognize I am just a comedian in a closet, and there are medical professionals who have done the research for me. So I googled some of the strategies, and I'll be sharing those today. As always, the links are in the show notes if you want to check out the articles in their entirety instead of listening to me spit what I found to be the most important from it. But if you are, like me, the type of person who can find going with the flow to be a little bit difficult in certain specific situations, it doesn't mean you will never be a chill person or that you can't learn some alternative ways of doing things so that you can feel comfortable in any environment, even when the flow ain't flowing. Because regardless of how you cut it, and how rigid you are in your behaviors and your reactions, life will throw some curveballs every once in a while. But being accepting and aware of our real feelings can help us pursue our goals and our visions for our future in a way that's more flexible and realistic and accommodating to the reality that life will continue to throw stressful shit at us, and it's our duty to manage those setbacks as they come in a way that feels good to us and not just looks good on the surface. Because for me, I find my most rigid friends who have a certain way of doing things are the most sensitive to change and don't like to go with the flow, and they voice that. And I also find that my friends who are so go with the flow and nothing bothers them, except for everything internally, are often both equally as uncomfortable with any type of setback. So regardless of how you don't go with the flow, whether internally or externally, it can be a powerful process to get better at flowing so that you can feel better, your friends can feel better, and your experiences can be better. And if you listened to my episode on Taskmaster, you might remember that I mentioned how much I love how every single person approaches each task differently, simply because the wording is different, their experience is different, and the way that they flow with challenges are different. And by being able to see the way different brains approach the same task, it reminds me, personally, that there are so many alternative pathways that we can come up with the same result. And a lot of those paths don't have to be uncomfortable, even if they're new and it's the first time I'm taking that path. But I have always considered myself to be a problem solver. I'm pretty creative. I love looking at things from different perspectives. And I'm often really quick on the draw when it comes to solutions for things that present themselves. But that doesn't change my negative feelings that I feel when my solutions don't work or when things keep continuing to surprise me. And in doing my research for this episode, I found this concept of 6 flexibility components. And of course, within those components, there are interdependencies that support and rely on each other, which further provides us with evidence that there are healthy and effective ways that we can learn how to let our emotions and our crowd-pleasing tendencies to coexist. We can feel negative feelings without feeling overwhelmed. We can approach challenges without the strain of negative feelings dragging us down into the depths. Because if we are in touch with our emotions, which is a healthy thing to be, we will sometimes experience intense and uncomfortable emotions. Grief, fear, uncertainty, social isolation, confusion, shame are often powerful emotions that are communicating a lot with me, but can make it really difficult for me to stay tuned in with the present moment. And if my life is in an objectively trash place in the present moment, and I'm being hyper aware of all these vulnerable and more uncomfortable, quote unquote, negative feelings that are coming up naturally, it can absolutely lead us to feel more depressed and more anxious and more lost in those negative emotions. But that doesn't mean we should continue to shove them down and ignore them so that they do bubble up to the surface when we're not ready. It simply means we should get comfortable experiencing these emotions in real time, allowing them to pass through us, and understanding that by staying alert and present and flexible, it will in time reduce the amount of distress it's causing on us. Because our ability to be aware and present will sometimes mean we are aware and present with not so good feelings. And the desire of all of us to resist and avoid those feelings makes perfect fucking sense. But unfortunately, it's a counterintuitive solution to actually embracing those feelings as communicators so we can create a better and healthier, more comfortable environment, which is what we're seeking by avoiding the negative feelings. I think the point I'm making is it's going to be uncomfortable to experience uncomfortable emotions. Yes, but it is far less uncomfortable to address that shit in real time than it is to stay rigid in those feelings and allow them to dictate how we behave instead of how we feel or react. Because the truth is that no matter what our circumstances might be at any point in time, that can change. And it's important to remember that if we practice letting go of our hurt, of our worry, of our anger, of our frustration, of our attachment in a healthy way by actually processing those emotions, allowing them to flow through us, and not just tampering them down to be chill, it can promote a more natural flow of life. And like with anything, it is a practice. So I'm a big fan of starting this practice when things are more chill and easygoing and boring, because boring is a privilege and a luxury. But that way, you're all practiced up for when difficult shit does inevitably happen. Speaking of negative shit that's inevitable, this episode's coming to an end. But in great news, there will be another episode tomorrow. So I'll talk to you then while you make your damn bed. I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye, cutie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.